Neom. N-E-O-M.
I haven't.
Say that again now.
Neom. N-E-O-M.
No, not that I can recall.
Okay. Google it. Right now, it's one of the best-kept secrets in the world. And it's extremely interesting. And you know what just happened about 2 weeks ago, about 10 days ago, when the Pope met with the... I forget what his name is. The Saudi... whoever is in charge of the Saudi Arabia Arabic Church, okay? Mm-hmm. The two met, all right?
Oh, wow.
And the purpose supposedly was to form a one-world religion. if you put a neon right now, Saudi Arabia.
Yep. Well, looking at
I'm gonna,
it.
I'm gonna kind of disagree with you a little bit about America being Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
I think Saudi Arabia right now is building the city of Babylon.
Hmm.
And if you really read the entire article right there, mm-hmm. they're building a city. And you've seen that deal, I think, see, where Saudi Arabia just made the first AI
yes.
an official citizen.
Yes.
Okay. That's the setup for the one world government and the one world religious system.
Wow.
And they've been building this now for somewhere between about a year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what the completion date set at?
I'm scared to ask. 2025.
Yeah. 2025.
How about that?
Okay. And if you go through and then look at this whole, it's extremely, because where have you heard any religious leader in the United States even talk about this?
I've never heard of it before, ever.
I haven't either. I just ran across it sometime, late this week. And the more I look into it, the scarier it gets.
Yes.
And it was just on an online article but it wasn't on mainstream news or anything.
No, In fact, because I'll send you the link, Terry, because this the link I got here is probably 15 to 20 pages.
Yeah,
and
I need...
It shows
Go ahead.
It shows the map, because the Neom is going to take exactly the same space or the same area that Edom was at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it takes Mount Sinai in. It's just terrifying what they're doing over there right now.
I know. Wow.
And it ties in all the different dots, and it ties into the fact that is why I think the rapture or the ascension is not going to go to heaven. It's going to go to earth. And everybody that's wicked is taken out of here.
Yep. Sure what it seems like. And it makes sense. You know, we've always heard, two will be in a field and one will be taken. We always assume the one taken is going to heaven. He's the good guy. What's the other way around? The one taken's a bad guy. They're getting him out of here so they can refurb the earth, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
But, I mean, you have no idea how big this neon is supposed to be. It's going to be like 22,500
yes.
square miles.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's incredible.
And it's a city, right?
Oh, it's a huge, I mean, they're using AI basically to make it the perfect place. Wind turbines, all the technology.
Yeah.
Solar panels.
Is that that city they're building out, they actually put it out in the ocean? Is that the one you're talking about?
This is different.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, this will cover, it will border right next to Israel, but it will take Jordan, a little bit of Jordan, Saudi Arabia, parts of Egypt. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah,
it's
just listen to the introduction. The world's most ambitious project, an entire new land, purpose-built for a new way of living.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah. And like I say, and you tie that in with the Pope just went over there and met with the Saudi, sheikh, whatever it's called, to form a one-world religion.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
And then, Babylon, obviously, they want to recreate Babylon.
Buckle up.
To the effect, a one world, one language.
Mm-hmm.
It's just all tying into place.
It is. It really is, Frank.
So, anyway, guys, I really appreciate your show.
Thank you for calling.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care, my friend. See you. Boy, we're late for a break. At least one. And we'll be back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Joe Chiro. Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax releasing another statement denying allegations of two sexual assaults as pressure builds for him to resign.
A woman came forward claiming the now Lieutenant Governor raped her when they were both students at Duke. The law firm representing Miss Meredith Watson says, quote, Mr. Fairfax's attack was premeditated and aggressive. Another woman says the now Lieutenant Governor forced her to perform oral sex on him in a hotel room during the 2004 DNC convention.
Fox's Allison Barber. A winter storm with heavy snow has knocked out power to thousands in Washington State and forced hundreds of flight cancellations.
Up to 2 feet of snow. It looks like widespread, getting up to a foot of snow to 18 inches. Even if you aren't in that area where you're getting 24 inches or more, this is going to be a very large snow event.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. This is Fox News.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans, a proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service, it's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Okay, what do you do when you have over 200 mattresses that must be liquidated by the end of March? I also have to be out of a large warehouse. Like many folks, I panicked. I slashed my sale prices on all Serta and Restonic mattresses in stock. Floor samples and fresh inventory have to go. Save up to 60% off previous sale prices, not some fake top tag price. Mr. Sandman also has power adjustable bases for half the price the big chain charges for comparable models. February is a great month to buy a mattress. Valentine's Day, President's Day, my 44th wedding anniversary, and I bet some of you have birthdays this month. A mattress is a gift that is appreciated for years. I just bought a truckload of slightly blemished mattresses, nice queens from $225, kings from $250. All bedroom suits are on sale, as well as odd chests and nightstands. On the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, voted best mattress store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. Our cool weekend forecast continues with mostly cloudy skies tonight, a little breezy. Overnight low temperature drops to about 42. Tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day. A little bit of patchy drizzle, maybe some light showers possible. High temperatures, generally low 50s around the Montgomery area, but then cooler in those counties north and east of the city. Then on Monday, a little warmer with a high temperature around 70. Scattered showers are possible. Then showers and thunderstorms become more likely Monday night into Tuesday as an important frontal system moves into the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
River Region, are you worried about a loved one in a nursing home going broke? Or that you may outlive your retirement? Or just need tips on downsizing? Come to our Life and Legacy series starting February 12th. Call 649-4911. Call 649-4911.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey guys, we're going to go ahead and hit this short 3-minute break and knock them out of the way. 272-9228. Come on, get a call.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir wants to help you make this new year be a year of unbelievable comfort. For a limited time, save 25% off a brand new Carrier AC system. Plus, receive a free 1-year maintenance agreement and a 10-year parts and labor warranty. Now's the time to save big on a high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning and heating system. Turn to the experts at acbylukewire.com for this and other exclusive offers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License number 84417.
You might remember that we had our kitchen redone last year by Eddie Basham and his crew at Custom Cabinet Renovations. Since that time, we've had many people ask about the work they did for us. We've shown off pictures and told them about our wonderful experience with Custom Cabinet Renovations. All of the things we told you last year are still true today. We love our updated kitchen. The soft-closed doors and drawers and the pull-out shelves in the cabinets were such an upgrade. The paint on our refaced cabinets looks wonderful. I think my favorite part was the custom wine rack they added. I didn't even know that was possible. Eddie guided me through the whole process and made it easy. His crew was on time, neat, and friendly. I'm glad we got to know the folks at Custom Cabinet Renovations. Eddie and his crew did a phenomenal job for us, and they can do the same for you. Check them out on Facebook at Custom Cabinet Renovations or call them today at 523-1149. That's 523-1149 for Custom Cabinet Renovations.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
And here we are taking care of business, trying to awaken everyone, enlighten everyone, trying to let everybody know that the truth has been kept from us, folks, and there's a reason they keep the truth from us. There's a reason the Book of Enoch was removed from the Bible. There's a reason Constantine, who declared himself the first pope, there's a reason he had that taken out. It survived in the Ethiopian text, but not anywhere else because the Romans removed it. Now, why do you think they did that? Because Enoch gives us, it's for us, it's written for us, the ones in the last days. And trust me, we're in the last days. We're on the cusp of the Great Tribulation. You know, with the way the year 2025, and correct me if I'm wrong or jump in here, Postman, the year 2025 keeps popping up in everything I read. It seems to me that maybe that's the year where it's all going to happen. It sure seems like it, because if you look at the way they're making the soil so acidic, it's going to be impossible to grow food. And even if they do grow it, the GMO stuff's going to mean it has no nutritional value. So it looks to me like 2025 is kind of like their timeline. Of course, it's always in flux depending on us.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah, it is. It is in flux. And to tell you the truth, we don't even know this, but we could probably stop this way before 2025. But we've got to do it together, and it's going to be actually impossible,
yeah,
you know, for that to happen.
Never happen
because of what's going on now. You know, in the mainstream media, the way we're being divided. I mean, it's
yep.
That's all you hear on the news.
Yep, purposely dividing us.
Yeah,
because the only threat they have is a united populace. We all get together. We can stop this. We can make the ultimate difference. But yeah, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. I mean,
race, color, creed, religion, they use every tool at their disposal to keep us apart.
Talking about moving a mountain, we can move more than that. We can actually move the earth, and the earth will respond.
Yep.
It
That's
will.
What Jesus said.
The whole planet will respond.
Yep. That's what Christ himself said. And you know it's true. And it just, people just... I think that's one of the main reasons for the mind control programs, for the frequencies coursing through our bodies, coming from the Gwin Towers, the TV, cell phones, everything. All of this stuff works in conjunction. The smart meters hung on the side of your house. All of these frequencies are working to prevent you from being able to critically think and understand what's going on, and for us to get together and stop it, because we're the only threat they have.
Yeah.
So they think. Until Christ comes back, and then they're in a whole lot of trouble.
Well, they actually know he's coming, and they know they're not going to be able to stop that. They think they got up a fence to actually stop ascension, but that's going to be impossible, because that mixture of energy that's going to come through the sun, that's actually the power emanating from our prime creator, and there's no way, nothing can stop that.
True,
nothing.
True. He is an omnipotent God. They can't stop him. They know it.
It's going to reach its destination.
Yeah. And you know, you just said something about they know about Jesus. Of course, you know, the first people or the first recognition of Christ for who he truly was, besides John the Baptist, were the demons. The man that was infested with demons. They knew who he was. Oh, Jesus, Son of the Most High, you know, please, please don't do this. Don't, you know, they were begging him. They knew who he was. And all the humans are walking around, don't have a clue. And the so-called religious leaders, the ones who are considered the premier experts on God, had the Son of God in front of them and killed him. That just shows you how mankind is so, there's so many disruptions. We're so misled from so many different directions. And it's being done on purpose. It truly is. I believe it truly is being done on purpose.
And, you know, I even questioned today. It's been a long time ago. It's been over 2,000 years, you know, since he died or since he was killed.
Yes.
I even questioned today whether they even knew that he was here.
Yeah. Yeah. You're talking about the Sadducees,
right,
and the Pharisees and all that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're right. They still don't believe in the deity of Jesus, do they?
No, they don't.
No. Boy, are they in for a rude awakening, no pun intended. It's going to be very, very interesting when he returns. Definitely. Hey, we have a call. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Connie.
Hey, Connie.
Hey, well, a couple of things. I heard from talking about neon, but that is being built on where some people say is the true Mount Sinai.
Ooh.
Right now, you know, there's discussions about what's the true Mount Sinai. And this particular place in Saudi Arabia is where they say that it really is. And it had, like, where it was burned on top, and it's got carvings of oxen and things on it, which mm-hmm. makes them think that that's the true one. And they've got it fenced off, and it's highly guarded, and nobody can get to it.
Imagine
but
that.
The city is going to be built over that.
That's like snubbing their nose at God, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and the first thing I was going to call about, because until you mentioned that, was, you know, I just felt we are so in the end times. There's so much. If you look at the things that have happened, we now have the 10th string David's harp after 2,000 years. They brought back the Tekelet blue that has been, it's after thousands of years. Everybody's talking about building the third temple. The calf is ready. The priests are ready. Mm-hmm. The menorah is ready. As a matter of fact, I saw the menorah when I was in Israel.
Wow.
Then we'll go in the temple. The fish are coming back to the Dead Sea. Archaeological finds are just showing up all the time. They have, now have a Sanhedrin. I mean, it goes on and on and on.
Right.
You know. And so there's just so much that points to we are here. And you remember I told you about that? They discovered, they call it carmelitezite.
Yes.
It's that mineral that was previously only known to exist in outer space. There's nowhere else on Earth. It's a brand new thing that they found in meteors. So they said it has existed previously only in outer space.
Wow.
And where they found it is in a valley right beside Mount Hermon.
What are the chances?
But what does the mineral actually do? I mean, how does it, do you know how it looks and all that?
I don't have all that in front of me as to how it looks and everything, but it was found amongst some sapphires, but I don't think it looks like sapphire. But you know, in Mount Hermon, or Hermon, however you say it, was where they say the Watchers came to Earth.
Right.
And that some people say that's where there was the transfiguration of Jesus, was there on Mount Hermon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought it was interesting that this mineral was found there.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
But, I mean, I could just go on and on. Like I said, there's so much prophetic happening. That the priest is ready. They found the calf that's without blemish. I mean, everything's ready. And like I said, they've had the menorah ready for a while. I saw it. It's big, and they had it in the courtyard or in the old city. I think they have moved it since I was there, but it's still out in the public for people to see.
Wow.
And and I got to tell you, this is when we were in Israel, I went as far north, as far south, as far east, and as far west as you could go. I was very blessed to have the tour that I had. But we went to Tel Dan, which you could see Mount Hermon. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the tribe of Dan. That was their area. And there was an altar there. It was a high altar where we were able to go up on it, where they would have sacrificed. And you could stand on that and you could look one way and see Syria and turn another way and see Lebanon.
Wow.
And it was really amazing. So yeah,
it sounds amazing.
Everybody that gets to town, I mean, you know, Israel is just, you should go. Now the people, I was very disappointed. Well, there's a lot of great people.
It's like anywhere, I'm sure.
But my disappointment was because we were so busy. I mean, you had to get there and get on that bus and go every day.
Right.
But by the time we got down to the southern part there, I think it's Eilat. I may have my places mixed up. But anyway, some of them went out on a boat or something. We didn't. My mother and I stayed in the room because we were so tired. And the first chance I had to turn on a television, and I just was so shocked because it was like MTV on steroids.
Yeah, Americanized.
Well, European TV has been so much worse than ours for so long with nudity and all kinds of crap and demonic stuff. Well, I mean, that's what it was. That's what it was like.
Wow.
And of course, I knew Tel Aviv was wicked. And I guess when you go, it is you feel the holiness of the place.
Right.
Okay, the place. But as far as the people, I mean, Tel Aviv is probably one of the most wicked cities on the face of the earth.
Well said. Well said.
And but you feel something different there,
yes.
The land. And you kind of expect it to be a holy place, and it is. The place is holy, but the people are worldly.
Yeah, but if you're the bad guy, that's exactly what you want to do. You want to go and corrupt as many people at the home of where all this started. That's exactly what you want to do.
I was so upset. I said, I was like, Jesus is not happy about this. God is not happy about
this. Not at all.
This is his holy land, and you are just bringing in all this filth.
Yep.
I mean, they've had gay pride raids in Jerusalem. You know, I'm thinking, you know, y'all don't sit too high and mighty that God's going to be protecting you because you're not living for Him.
Exactly. There's a comeuppance coming. It's coming soon.
And America needs to, you know, get off our high horse because we're not living with God either.
No, we're not. We kicked God out a long time ago. Now they're worshiping Baal. This is identical to what ancient Israel did. Identical.
And Ms. Kahn,
I wish you could hear the book on tape I've been listening to by Rabbi Kahn. He goes back and he talks about what ancient Israel did, exactly the same thing we've done. Exactly.
I bet I've got the book. I don't have the tape, but I've got several of his books.
Paradigm is the name of it.
Paradigm was great.
It is.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Paradigm was great. Yeah.
Yes.
So, all right. That was I just wanted to bring up those things because I'm telling you, if people don't think, they're saying, well, it's just like the Bible said, people will be saying, it's always been like this and blah, blah. But it hasn't always been like this.
No.
Where everything is ready for that temple right now.
Yep.
It's all there.
Yeah. What prophecies are left? Are there any more end times left?
I don't know. And I don't know. Me and Postman may have some thoughts on this or something. But, they say that there would be a battle before Armageddon. Which, by the way, I got to see the Valley of Megiddo. I got to go up there, too.
Wow.
I had the most wonderful trip. But anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But and you could stand up there on the mount and look down on that valley and just picture armies from the world just gathered there. And it's huge. It's a huge valley. But I've heard that, I think, what is an Ezekiel war, and there was a Psalms war.
83. Psalms 83.
Okay. That still has to happen, and that supposedly is going to happen before the tribulation. And that's, not Armageddon, not the last war, but another war first.
Right. And I tell you, we're on the cusp.
I'm actually waiting on an event. The way I'm thinking, the quakes will come first, and it'll be on U.S. soil. And
that'll be no surprise to me.
And the next thing is I'm looking for a meteor shower, a significant one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And as far as the rapture, I never believed in it. Ever. Even when I was young, I didn't believe in it because you read Matthew 24 and Jesus said, this is going to happen, and then shall the end come. And then, he would come for his people. I'm thinking, well, his people's here till the end.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. So it never made sense. He didn't say a word about taking his people out and then all this. He said, all this tribulation happens first.
Yep.
Yeah, and one key also at the end of seven, at the end of the tribulation, John saw a number that no man can number that came out of the tribulation.
Well, okay, I'll let somebody else have a chance.
Thank you. It's great to hear your voice.
Okay.
Take care. Bye bye. All right. Well, perfect timing. Got to hit a break. The last big break that you're going to experience with us tonight, 272-9228. Just give us a call. That's 272-9228.
I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. Long gone are the days of having to put down huge sums of money to purchase your very own home. For the veterans listening, a VA home loan is the way to go. No money down. And for those who are looking to purchase in rural areas, including the cities of Wetumpka, Deepsville, and Tallahassee, there are 100% financing options available. You heard me right. 100% financing. That's no zip, zero money down. We at Alabama Home Mortgage also offer home purchase loans with as little as 3% down. Wait no longer. It's time to make the call to change it all. Take your first step towards home ownership by getting pre-approved for an Alabama Home Mortgage today. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com. To see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Has your big box pharmacy recently closed and you're looking for a new pharmacy? Have you been forced to move your prescriptions to a large pharmacy that's not very convenient? Adams Drugs has been serving customers in the River Region for over 56 years and invites you to come into any one of our 12 convenient locations and experience the Adams Drugs difference. We started on Adams Avenue across from St. Margaret's Hospital in 1962 and take pride in our excellent customer service and community support. You or one of your family members may have even played on one of the youth sports teams we supported in the past. We accept most all insurance cards, offer delivery service, prescription compounding, specialized packaging services, and are locally owned and operated. Ask us about putting your prescriptions on automatic refill and getting them delivered right to your door. We want you to enjoy doing business with Adams Drugs, and you can rest assured our doors will never close. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Adams Drugs. You can find us at the intersection of prompt and personal.
Hey, kids!
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success. Alabama Works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
How about 40% off on Thursday nights at Folcarelli's Pizza? Call 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 7 on News Talk 93.1.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our cool weekend forecast continues with mostly cloudy skies tonight, a little breezy. Overnight low temperature drops to about 42. Tomorrow, a mostly cloudy day. A little bit of patchy drizzle, maybe some light showers possible. High temperatures, generally low 50s around the Montgomery area, but then cooler in those counties north and east of the city. Then on Monday, a little warmer with a high temperature around 70. Scattered showers are possible. Then showers and thunderstorms become more likely Monday night into Tuesday as an important frontal system moves into the state. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
And the walls came down. Welcome back to the program, and Bo is on. Hey, Bo.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You?
Good, good. We had a death in the family recently. And,
sorry, man.
Yeah, sir. We had the family, you know, unfortunately, that's usually the only time we get together.
Same with us.
Yeah. And, but anyway, one of my cousins is a Airbus pilot.
Wow.
Yeah. And he happened to show up. Well, it was his dad that died. But anyway, I kind of cornered him. You know, the alcohol was kind of flying around there pretty good. And so it was kind of hard for me to communicate, you know, on that frequency level.
I understand exactly what you're talking about.
since I've been sober so long.
Yeah, me too.
So, but I kind of was able to get him a little bit off to the side for a minute, and I asked him, you know, what size planes he piloted and how many passengers and this and that, and he said some are 100 and something passenger and some are 200 and something.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so you're the one up there putting all those chemtrails in the sky.
What'd he say, man? What'd he say?
He said, oh, yeah, that's me every day.
Wow. But he was, yeah. He was being sarcastic, right?
Oh, of course. Well, yeah. He got that from his dad, but that's another subject for another day.
Oh, sure.
But anyway, it was interesting. Oh, and I have a nephew, well, actually two nephews, and they're foresters. And guess what happens in the woods now?
What?
Tick bites.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so he was in, I believe, Florida and got a tick bite. And from this tick bite, he acquired an immunodeficiency disease, which will not allow him to eat red meat because he breaks out in these webs and itches all over.
Wow.
And he's a big avid deer hunter and loves red meat and, you know, this
not
and that.
Not anymore.
Yep.
That's sad, man.
And so, you know, I mean, I just hope it doesn't morph into something else, you know, like what that is you have.
Morgellons.
Morgellons, yeah. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They can tweak it and twerk it and do all the stuff they do genetically and with the airwaves and stuff now that, you know, they can take a little something and make it into a big something.
Absolutely they can. Yes.
You know what I'm saying. They can genetically modify us just through the airwaves.
Yes, they can. Frequencies, yes.
Yes, sir. Oh, I want to tell you about, are y'all having any weird dreams or dreams that are kind of out of the ordinary lately?
Yeah, I do. The little I sleep, I do have weird dreams. I usually wake up, my wife has to wake me up because I'm yelling or screaming or, yeah. Terrible dreams, horrible dreams.
You have any you can share?
No. They're too dark.
Well, I wanted to share one I had this morning. I don't know where I was at. I was in a large field,
mm-hmm.
And there were two people there. One of them I distinctly remember was a female, and it was like they were fixing to, you know, get sick, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it was like they were fixing to throw up, and they opened their mouths real wide, and these butterflies started flying out.
Wow.
Of course, we looked up butterfly means
renewal?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did butterfly mean?
Freedom.
Freedom.
That was one of the things that meant freedom.
Hmm.
And, but I just thought that was interesting. I wanted to share one of my thoughts on this rapture, so-called rapture, which isn't in the Bible.
Yeah.
But the book of Acts talks about, in the first chapter, it says, and it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto both in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. Remember that mm-hmm. part. He was taken up. And a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
He'll come back in the clouds.
Exactly. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, this is how I believe we shall be taken up, because he said, pick up your cross and follow me. In other words, everything Jesus did was an example, a prototype of what we will do. Mm-hmm. And also in John 14:15, I believe it's 14:15. Let's see. 14. it's 15-14.
Yeah?
Raider? No, that's not it. Well, I just had it. In other words, what he's saying in there in this scripture is greater things. Okay, here they are. John 14:12. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do.
Right, right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, this so-called rapture, we're going to be the mansions and the places that he's made in heaven for us. He's going to receive us there in a holding pattern, like an aircraft gets in a holding pattern.
Right.
Until the destruction of the earth will be destroyed. The Bible says by fire and also by the hailstones, the weight of a talent, 90 something pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Who can endure that?
Yeah, nobody.
So the ones that are beheaded for not taking the chip, they'll go. And then the ones that are caught up. All of that, I believe, that's how it's going to go down. That's what I believe.
Cool.
And the scripture bears that out. If you look, everything Jesus did was a pattern, a prototype of for us. Did Jesus need to be water baptized? No. He did it to fulfill all righteousness. What did he say? What things that you see me do, you do also. In other words, everything is by faith anyway.
Right.
So, that's why he had, he struggled teaching and mentoring the disciples to get them to the point where they were operating by faith and not sight.
Right.
That's the same struggle we have now today in the church, in the body of Christ.
Oh, sure.
It's the exact same struggle.
Right. You're right.
We're looking, you know what I'm saying, we're looking outside of ourselves for the answers to spiritual things.
Right.
And the spiritual things, you know, it's a faith, it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The substance, the atoms, everything unseen is made up of atoms. But yet, everything seen, you know, you can't see the substance that's made it up.
Right.
You can't see the atom with your naked eye. But anyway,
to find out if that neon city is the same size as
Oh, my wife wanted to know if you could find out if that neon city or whatever it was is the same size of New Jerusalem.
I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay, guys. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Thanks, Bo.
God bless.
Same to you. Go ahead and hit this break. Caller that was on hold, please call back. 272-9228.
Out at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, and February's a special month at Eastbrook.
Yes, it is. It's our 25th anniversary on the 23rd from 9 until 6.
What can we expect for your anniversary sale?
You're going to find refreshments, great bargains, believe me. And we're going to have gift certificates. The vendors will be here for you to talk to, and they'll probably have a couple of surprises for you as well.
Tell us a little bit about Eastbrook.
Three floors, elevator. We've got silver plate flatware, silver plate trays, and anything you'd like to find. We've got records, we've got books, we've got the best mahogany furniture, the distressed furniture. We've not overrun with that. We've got good collectible items for you.
All right, again, give us the day and time for your 25th anniversary celebration.
February 23rd, 9 until 6.
And those regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 till 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
20 years and we are still going strong. Metro Fitness remains the best health club in Montgomery. Where else can you get yoga, Pilates, HIIT training, boxing, spinning, and so much more? Wow, everything all under one roof at no extra cost. You can even get classes on demand with our new Peloton. Come visit us and get 7 days free, no obligation. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and MetroFitness.com.
You can be confident that Stone Images Photography will capture your special occasions this year. Holiday engagements, planning a wedding, Stone Images Photography has you covered. For over 20 years, Heath and Amy Stone have established trust throughout the River Region. Depend on them to document your story so that it can be told for generations. Visit heathstone.us to view their portfolio or call 467-1900 today. Award-winning photography, first-rate customer service, Stone Images Photography, where quality and value meet.
Welcome back to the waning moments of clearing the air. You know, it's late in the program. There's very few people listening. There's absolutely no pressure. We have a caller. Hey, caller, what's going on?
My blood pressure's through the roof, and I'm...
Oh, come on, man. It's just us. It's just
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying this weather.
Good.
And there's this crazy radio show that I enjoy, but they put out good information, and
thank you.
I really enjoy it.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I wish y'all will.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your service.
That's what I was thinking about earlier. My years in the Army, some of the finest people that I've ever worked with, some of the best work I ever did. But I'm the Army chaplains. I was always impressed by their wisdom and education. And one of the things they talked about were the covenants of God. Every once in a while that would come up.
Yeah.
God keeps his promises. And I wanted to share that good word with everyone. God keeps his promises. And, of course, I have completely forgotten every one of them at the moment.
It's okay.
There's just a few, but it is good news for all of us.
Yes.
Just try to do the best we can. And
that's it. It's that simple.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much for your show. And like I said, I'm looking forward to the podcast so I can hear the whole thing.
There you go.
Reception's been kind of spotty.
Sorry about
that. Yes, sir.
Thank you for calling.
That's okay. All right, man. I'll talk to y'all later.
Take care.
All right.
Hey, there's no pressure. You know, it's weird. I don't know what it is. I guess it's the way I'm wired. It's easier for me to sit behind this microphone and talk to you than it is for me to talk to you one-on-one. I don't like talking in public. God forbid you put me in front of a stage. I've been there, and I did okay, but I don't like it. This is my safe space. If you read Greg's latest article in Boom, he talks about a sanctuary. That's what this is for me. This is my sanctuary. I get up here. Postman, it's like I put on no airs or anything. When Postman's here, I'm at home. It's like we're brothers. It's no big deal. But when I'm up here by myself, it's even more relaxing. I don't know. There's just something about being up here and being able to talk to you live that I just love. I got it, Postman. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, good. I just wanted to tell you, this is Aunt B.
Hey,
I haven't talked to you since before the presidential election.
It's been a while.
And I just wanted to tell you that I'm always out here listening.
Thank you.
And I listen. Oh, I thought I muted my computer. I was pleased that you started during the week. And I listen every chance I get.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that.
I don't want you to feel lonesome up there.
Well, thank you.
And I love the Postman.
Don't we all?
Both y'all. I mean, this is just an awesome program. And when my family comes to visit, they know that Aunt B is going to listen to her radio show. And nobody calls me on Saturday night.
Good. That's awesome.
I've got them all trained.
Wow. I appreciate that.
You made my night. Thank you.
Well, I love y'all. Y'all make my Saturday nights. Have a good night.
Thank you. Right. You too, Aunt B.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, that's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I love that. That warms what few cockles I have left. That's warmed them up, baby. Warmed them up. Thank you so much. You know, I've learned a lot from you, Postman. I thought I knew stuff when I got awakened in 09 and I started digging. But, man, you had a 30-year head start on me. So I've learned so much from you. And, man, you know, Jesus said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Boy, howdy, was he not kidding. There is so much that's been kept from us, so much we don't know. Wow. Yeah, I don't know where to start on that. I mean, it's just, we need to keep researching, folks. We need to, the best way to mitigate the attacks of the enemy is to understand who the, number one, who he is. Number two, his tactics. You have to know what it is he's doing. And I think he's using technology now as his biggest weapon. The media and technology are the two, I think.
Right, it is. And I'm going to get more and more detail on the actual weapon system. The actual weapon system and who's manufacturing a weapon system. As a matter of fact, next week we're actually going to talk about the suborbital and the actual high orbiting satellites, the ones that they're actually monitoring us with. And those are the ones I want to talk about next week.
There's no way to escape this, is there?
No. I mean,
you can't hide anymore.
That satellite system's got to be taken down. It's got to be.
How would you do that? There's no way to do that.
A meteor shower. It'll get it.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll take it out.
Maybe if we all prayed. You know, in World War II, General Patton sent around a letter. And they all prayed for I believe it was the good weather prayer. And sure enough, the skies cleared and that allowed our victory. But anyway, prayer, you'd be surprised what prayer will do. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Terry, this is Jason. How you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
Well, I love what you're doing. I appreciate it. I was calling. I know what last night I talked to you about when I called another radio show host.
Yes.
I didn't disclose everything because, I got tongue-tied.
It happens. I get tongue-tied all the time. Well, tell us.
All right, well, anyways, of course, he was wanting to see basically the setup, photographic evidence of the chemtrail liners and things like that, which, of course, I have sent him photographs and compilation videos of such things, which, of course, have been removed from the Internet and before he could view it, as you well know, because I sent them to you, too.
Yes, they disappear.
They disappear. It will show as the content is no longer available or has been removed
from the Internet. Yep.
Not just the Internet. It's removed from not only the internal memory of my phone, but the external memory on my phone.
Yes.
So when I save it to the memory card, it is erased from that too.
Wow.
Yes.
Who has the ability to do that?
Yeah. I don't know. So, I mean, CIA, NSS.
Yep.
Yep. The alphabet soups.
Take your
pick. The government, yeah. But
what else did he say?
Well, he said it was a great call, and he enjoyed it,
Yeah.
I was proud of that. But at the same time, there's no way. And I told him, I said, I'm not even trying to convince you of chemtrails because,
Yeah, no
take
point.
It for who he is,
Yeah.
He's an attorney.
Bingo.
Yeah.
You're right.
Always has to be right, and we'll fight the narrative to the death.
Exactly. Well said. Exactly right. And, Postman, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't mean to speak for you, Postman, but, well, let me just put it this way. There's another person in the studio that believes he knows. He just can't talk about it because he's afraid he'll lose his sponsors or there may be repercussions down the road for him. He doesn't want to go down that road. Am I right? Yeah.
Of course.
So, I don't know, but the way I look at it is if you're going to sit back and be quiet, that's fine. That's your decision. Whatever you want to believe, that's up to you. But when you start making sport of people who are trying to disclose what's being done to us, that's when you start siding with the enemy, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Well, on that particular day, of course, being a clear day, starting out in the very wee hours of the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And trail after trail after trail.
Yes.
Not just hundreds of trail, but maybe thousands. I mean, it was ridiculously insane. I think you even posted pictures of that day in particular.
I've never seen so many.
It went from zero to completely covered overcast sky in just a matter of hours.
Yes, by lunch it was an opaque white sky.
Now, I know Montgomery has an international airport, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, my goodness, there is no way so much air travel over the city of Montgomery, much less the central Alabama area, over a given day would carry that many passengers all over the world.
It's not air traffic. It's
across our airline, air sky. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I agree.
But yeah, I've certainly did my due diligence of spreading information to him. Of course, most of that by the time he actually gets it is unavailable because it's the good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm with you.
They'll let the stuff that can be debunked go through, but when it's undeniable,
yep.
When there's no way to discredit it,
well,
it will be removed.
Did his guests? Did any of them chime in and jump on you?
I don't think they jumped on me because I mean it's obvious. I mean there's no way you can look up and actually deny it. I even messaged them afterwards and say, "Hey, look up at the sky.
Yeah,
tell me what you think."
Yeah, there's
no
response. Yeah, there's a great thread on the official Clearing the Air Facebook page where that's pretty much what's said. There's a guy named Jamie, I think, that usually doesn't agree with most of the stuff I put out there, and he's like, prove it. And the guy's like, "What do you mean, prove it?" One of the other posters said, "Just go out and look up, and use your common sense. Does that look normal to you?" No.
Hey, well. Well, in this host defense, he is a young feller,
Yeah.
Pretty much most of his life, he's looked up and seen the trails in the sky. It's not like when we were kids and looking up and you see a real contrail following a plane.
Yeah.
Or maybe going to an air show and seeing real chemtrails where they're dumping stuff into the air to mark the trail for the particular air show, like the Thunderbirds and
Sky Riding,
the Blue Angels, which happens to be when I was 5 years old. I thought that was awesome. How did y'all make that trail back there behind you? That's so cool.
Yeah.
And the pilot that I asked told me, he said, "Well, it's a little bit of chemicals that we put and spray it out to do the air show."
Right.
And it's totally harmless. He actually emphasized that.
That's good.
When I look up in the sky and I see all these planes, and I see the contrails versus the chemtrails, mm-hmm. I knew the difference.
Right. Exactly.
This is a kid, so I've been looking at the sky ever since and always totally fascinated with it. But when 2008 came around and they checkerboard the whole sky.
Yeah.
And everybody I knew got sick. Yes, including myself, my wife, and of course, going to the doctor. They said it was just an upper respiratory infection.
That's all it ever is, upper respiratory.
It's something that's going around, but it wasn't contagious. Yet it was an upper respiratory infection.
Got it.
Look at me getting tongue tied again.
Well, Jason, I got to go, buddy. I'm 30 seconds away from it taking away from me.
I know you. Well, I appreciate it, and I love you.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Talk to you later.
Take care, buddy. Love that, Jason. He's one of my few friends. Thank you. Thank everybody. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God, and that's deep.